take a quick listen to a voice note that's come in.
The act of kindness that I received was from the mother of a child I gave extra lessons to. My dad had passed away, and she delivered, without asking whether I needed any help or anything, two great meals to eat. And I've never forgotten her act of kindness. I will always remember it.
Similar one from SMS. The SMS is Sally saying, a number of years ago, my husband was very badly injured in a hit and run while cycling on Chapman's Peak. He was bedridden for months. During that time, 3 months in all, I didn't need to cook one meal. We were absolutely showered with meals and support and love by the people from our community. We were sustained by their care, generosity and kindness, and I will never forget it. What a lovely message, Sally. And what a lovely way to introduce our next interview, because it's not a small act of kindness, actually. It's quite a big one when you tally up the rands and cents involved. Came via Cape Talk this week. Let me just give you the background first of all. You may recall 2 weeks ago we were reporting on the devastating fire which affected the Holy Cross Primary School in Zonnebloem. Their brand new library was lost in the blaze. A couple of classrooms, including the Grade R classroom, all of the Grade R kids lost their school bags and every piece of stationery that was in them. And at the time, we did say there was an appeal going for donations, for help, and I've got a very happy update to share with you in that regard. But first, let me welcome on the line the principal of Holy Cross Primary School, Nomthandazo Zweni. Thank you so much for making time to chat to me, because I know it is still the middle of your school day, Nomthandazo. How's everybody doing? I mean, this was a hugely traumatic event for the school, the pupils and the teachers. How are you all getting along?
After the counselling sessions that we received in the past 2 weeks, everybody is getting in. Learning and teaching is taking place in our school as normal as other schools. We're so thankful to the Otto Foundation for giving us those sessions. We had wellness also here. The ICAS was here to counsel the teachers on Monday. We had a good group intervention session. So far, we're functioning like other schools. So we had a big day today to just give a nice warm soup to the children that was donated by the kitchen from Woodstock.
Oh, well done, Corin Dudley.
We are so grateful, and we really, really appreciate the support, more especially for the big business companies. For example, the spa. The spa was here with a big truck loaded in with food for our children. A big thanks from the Woolworths, who supported us with a big donation for the school bags. So many companies have come forward. The Woolworths from Panorama, they also send a lot of stationery and the food parcel for the children. The Amigo Fruit and Veg also, they were here also to give us fruit and veg on a daily basis for our children.
That's fantastic.
So we are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Nomthandazo, I know a lot more than just stationery was lost in this fire, but one of our listeners reached out to us when he heard about the school bags and said, I'd like to help. Now, we called you and you explained to us, as you've just told us, that Woolworths had in fact already assisted with the bags, but the one thing you did say you still needed quite urgently was exercise books. I'm happy to tell you, Nomthandazo, that on Wednesday this week, a consignment of about 100 hardcover, 192-page exercise books was dropped off at our studios. They are for your school. We'll be organizing to drop them off at your school tomorrow, next week sometime. And the listener doesn't want to even be named or recognized publicly. He just wanted to help when he heard about what had happened to your school. I'm sure you'd like to say something to him as well.
You know, sometimes you get overwhelmed, and at this stage, I'm all in tears. We really appreciate the support, the kindness. And that is not for us as a school, is for the children, and is making a difference. You know, you give small things and you think you're just giving, but it makes a big difference to a child's life.
Yeah.
If someone can be here to see how they are enjoying the food, how are enjoying the parcels, whatever the people have been giving out, those children, you look on their faces, they come in now and again, Miss Sweeney, we're so grateful. Miss Sweeney, we thank you. Miss Sweeney, can you send a message to the people who are giving us these books? I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, but really, I am so grateful for the support.
We really wish you and the school community the very best and hope you're able to get back on your feet and running at full strength again. I know the Chris Otter Foundation have said they're behind you all the way. They're committed to rebuilding that library that you lost. I know it's going to take some time to get you back to where you were before the fire, but it's wonderful to hear how much support you're receiving, and we hope that that continues in the months going forward. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nomthandazo Zweni, the principal at Holy Cross Primary School. Thank you to everybody who has made donations to help them get back on their feet after that fire. Thank you. Special thanks to that listener. He doesn't want you to know who, but we know who he is. And we really just thank you from the bottom of your heart for reaching out.